you're hearing some music that is part of a tribal dance that is used by the Filipino American Association of Pittsburgh. And it's a real pleasure today to welcome Alexandra Knapp and Aubrey Knapp, who are here representing the association today. Good morning to you both. How are you?
Good morning.
And let me start with Alexandra. Can you tell me, I don't know who's who. You're Alexandra.
Yeah.
Guys, they're sisters and there is a resemblance. Tell me a little bit about yourself, how old you are, where you go to school.
My name is Alexandra Knapp. I'm 15 years old. I've been dancing with the association for pretty much most of my life. My older brother, he danced in it, and my parents did too, so it just kind of passed down.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in 10th grade in high school.
And where do you go to school again?
Pine Richland High School.
And where is that?
In Gibsonia.
Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Hi, everyone out there.
Everyone. And I should mention, you're both dressed up today. Can
yes.
you describe what you're wearing?
What I'm wearing, it's my solo. It's called, actually, the song that's playing right now. It's called A Sick, and it's the prelude solo to Sinkil, which is a Muslim dance.
And A Sick is the name of the song,
yes.
A-S-I-K.
Yes.
And you're wearing, you said a solo. Did you mean a solo dance?
Yes,
oh,
a solo
okay.
dance.
And you've got on sort of a pinkish
dress. It's pink, and then it has blue and gold little accents on it. And it's kind of like an Indian sari almost with the sash.
Yeah,
and the skirt. It's influenced by that culture, so.
Where did it come from? Was it made? It was made by somebody, but
yeah.
I mean, was it made here by
yes,
someone?
Yes, we have a seamstress for our dance troupe, and she makes all of our costumes.
Well, it's really beautiful.
Yes.
And what other things, we're going to focus on the activities of the association, but what other things do you like to do for fun?
Both of us were both actually ballet trained. We both have professional training. There's a few other dancers in the troupe who are trained, but most of us are not, so we just learned the Filipino dance.
And have you thought at all about what you might like to do after graduation? I mean, you've got a couple years left.
Yeah, but I'm not really sure, but I do want to dance somehow, so.
Excellent. Well, let us go to your sister. Would you like to introduce your sister?
This is Aubrey, my sister. She's 13.
Hi, Aubrey.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's nice to have you here. Now, your sash is really gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
It's a little wider. It's about 6 inches
yes,
wide.
Yes, it is. And it's more of a rugged material, and it has sequins outlining some of the figures on it. And this is from a dance called Jungai. It's, a Muslim dance. And in the dance, we wear long fingertips almost on each of our fingers, and they just symbolize, like, we do different things with our hands, like there could be rain or washing our hair.
Do they make noise? Do you ever
no,
click
they don't
them
make
together
noise,
or?
But they, when it catches the light on stage, it shines and everything, and yeah.
So it'd be really decorative, I
yeah.
could see, as you're wearing them. Now, help me understand, and all of us understand, a little bit of the history and heritage. And also, when you mention Muslim dance, a lot of people are probably wondering what that's all about. Do you want to talk about the history a bit?
Well, Filipino culture comes from three different other influences. The first one is Muslim, the next one is Spanish, and I think the last one is Indian.
It's like tribal kind of.
kind of a mix, and that the tribal is more of the
mountain region,
yeah. And the Muslim dances are, like I said, from the Muslim influences. So lots of them will have very subtle movements and very more calm instead of out and like the tribal dances. So you can see where the influence comes from in their ways
it's
of...
very conserved.
Yes,
reserved,
very conserved.
So.
Interesting. So you've got that aspect, and then that gets combined with a more tribal aspect is one of the other three mentioned.
Yes.
So that to me would seem very vibrant with a lot of drumming like we just heard. And I guess a forceful, a clear sense of purpose. That's what I think about when I think about that. So that's interesting to be juxtaposed with kind of a more muted or passive Muslim effect. Now, what's the third leg that I missed here?
It's a Spanish, I think.
Spanish, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Spanish influence. There's lots of dances in the Maria Clara suite, and lots of those contain castanets. The guys click their castanets, and
the girls
lots of stomping and big, beautiful
big
dresses.
Big, elaborate dresses. It's very influenced by when Spain came and invaded the Philippines.
Yes, for a very long time.
That sounds really fun to do. Now, I would like to learn a little bit more about you, Aubrey. You're 13.
Yes, I'm 13.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Pine Richland Middle School. And, yeah, that's out in Gibsonia. And, I mean, yeah, we basically both like to dance. Oh, I also do Pittsburgh Musical Theater.
You do?
Yes, I do. And that's really fun. I really like that. And I've been doing that for, I think, since I was 5. So it's been a big influence.
Have you been on with us ever before?
I haven't, but I know lots of my friends who have.
Yeah, we've had a Pittsburgh Musical Theater in here, a Lyrical Christmas Carol.
Yes.
They were just in here
mm-hmm.
for that. Now, Robert, our technical director, just brought in some castanets. Now, these are different than what you're used to seeing. These look like two twigs, and they're flat on one side, and then there is a little bit of like a handle, a fabric strap attached to the non-flat side. So it's you may have seen castanets typically that are attached to something that you shake, and it's sort of an automatic instrument. You just shake it, and you get it. These are there's a little more work to make these work. Can you do something with them? Is this an appropriate song to play class castanets to?
No, but it's okay.
You can tell me, is there one song that you brought with you that is appropriate?
I don't think there is.
Okay, well, they all have a little bit of a rhythm, so.
It's random.
Yeah. I mean, most of the Spanish dances that have castanets in them are very fast, so the guys will have to work really fast in clicking their castanets to the beat of the song.
Yeah, it's got to be hard. Is it typically the guys that play?
Typically, but there are some dances that the girls use them as well.
Oh, I thought this might be the case. I just asked. I didn't really ask. I grabbed because I wanted to see what these are like. The band on them is that strap is elastic, so it makes it really easy to put these together. And I'm gonna see if I can do it. I think I can. Right? Am I right?
You put one on your thumb.
Oh, on my thumb.
Yeah.
Like that? No.
like this.
No, like if
you put it so it's facing inward.
Okay.
Yeah.
One just on my thumb.
These straps are like little stretched.
Yeah, these
out,
are actually not the ones we're used to. These are actually really old.
So one hangs over my thumb.
Yeah.
This is like learning. Oh, I see. This is like learning to use chopsticks.
Yeah, sort of.
For me, it means I'm not going to do very well. Okay. Oh! Very nice. You can also just hold one in each hand and bang them together. Very nice. Do you know, this wood is really nice.
It's bamboo, actually.
Is it? Yes. Oh, that's strong.
Yeah. It's not like the bamboo shoots that like they would eat or that you would just find, like, you know, it's like a house plant. It's like actual trees, huge trees that they, it comes from.
Nice. Well, there's they're making bicycles out of bamboo now.
Really?
And yeah, ends up being a very strong, sustainable material for that. So you guys are going to be performing at First Night Monday night at the August Wilson Center. And what's the program going to be like?
Well, actually, over the summer, a group of us, we got the chance to go to Canada in Toronto, and we got to have a whole week of training with Fiesta Filipina of Canada and a company that came from the Philippines. It was a whole week of training. We learned lots of dances, and this is basically going to be a little showcase of what we learned there.
How nice. So what have you learned in terms of in Toronto? What are the kinds of things that you learned?
Well, before we visited Toronto, we did mostly Barrio Suite, Maria Clara Suite dances. They're very lively. And when we went there, we learned a lot of Muslim and tribal dances. So we learned different ones. Actually, the ones that most of them that are on the CD, we learned there. And they're very different than what we've been used to. They're like actual dances, not like line dances. So
interesting. So it's nice. Did you meet other kids too that were there as part? How many kids came to Toronto?
I think there was eight of us.
Yeah, I think about eight of us who went, and it was the more experienced ones, the ones who were supposed to come today.
Yeah, and it's hard. How was your trip here today, by the way?
The roads are okay.
Yeah, it takes, yeah. It all, everybody has stress levels, I guess, when it comes to driving in weather like this. So when you went to Toronto, though, you met a lot of other kids that are doing the same kinds of dancing?
Yeah, there's a bunch of Filipino dance troupes throughout the country, and the one in Canada, they're called Fiesta Filipina. Our dance troupe and their dance troupe have been connected for quite some time now. Sometimes they'll come down to Pittsburgh and we'll do a show together, or we'll go up there and we'll see one of their shows. So, and there's a lot of kids, like we made lots of friends, so it was fun.
Oh, that's great. And it's really, I mean, you kind of have a singular pastime. I mean, when this particular dance, the Filipino community here in Pittsburgh is, I seem to recall, do you know how large it is? I'm thinking it's, you know, under 5,000. It's not huge.
It's not too big, but there are a lot.
About 3,000, or no, lower, 300. Okay, not 300. 300 to 500. Your parents were saying your mom had held up three fingers. So I think it's got to be more than three. I mean, cause you guys are here as part of the extended community. So it's got to be neat when you go and meet kindred spirits overseas. Or not overseas, but over the border in Toronto. The music we've been listening to has really been fun. This next song,
it's called Tininkling.
Yeah, and tell me a little bit about this.
Tininkling derives from the tininkling bird in the Philippines when they plant their rice. There's a little bird called a tinkling. I can't pronounce it.
It looks tinkling? Like tininkling?
The tinkling bird or something.
Something like that. But they used to hop in the rice fields and try to eat the rice from the crops. And to prevent that, the farmers would build little bamboo traps all around their fields so that when the birds come, it will snap them and they'll fly away.
Oh.
And so in the dance, we have bamboo poles.
Yes, I was going to ask you about this. I thought, I've seen you do this at the folk festival.
Yes.
And this amazes me. Describe it.
So we have long bamboo poles, and there's two of them in each set, and about two or three dancers on each pole. And in the dance, we actually have two versions, a slow version and a fast version.
Now, these poles are parallel to the ground, and they're long, you know, like 8 feet maybe. Mm-hmm. And it's almost, they're parallel to the ground, and it's like a little trap.
Yes.
People
yes.
are dancing in between the poles, and these parallel parts of the pole move in and out mm-hmm, as people mm-hmm. are dancing in between. And if the pole movers get off rhythm, or if the dancers get off rhythm, it looks to me like your feet get connected to the pole.
They get stuck. Sometimes, sometimes actually, like, especially the newer dancers, if they're just learning this for the first time, because this is actually the official dance
it's
the
national dance of
yeah.
the Philippines.
So,
dance, yes.
So we always teach this to everyone who joins the dance troupe, and the newer dancers, sometimes they'll get caught in the middle of the bamboos, and they, you know, I guess it's just kind of one of those things that you learn to cope with, I guess, as you grow up. Because, I mean, as you get older, obviously you get better, and you don't snap your feet as much, but sometimes we do get snapped.
It doesn't hurt.
No.
It doesn't hurt.
Listen to that. Imagine try to picture your... Stop. That's all right. We're going to bring it back. Try to picture you're dancing amidst these poles, snapping against each other. Now it begins slowly,
yes.
and
yeah.
then it speeds up. Who do you think has the harder job, the dancers or the guys that are
the
keeping the poles, the clickers?
I think it's kind of equal.
Both of us have both done both parts, so
yes.
I mean, we both have experience.
I think it's a matter if the dancers and the clickers, like, are in the zone together, I guess
yeah,
you could say.
That's a good way to put
because
it.
Because if, like, the clickers are out in space not paying attention, they're going to clap the dancers' feet, and if the dancers aren't picking their feet up enough or they're just not in rhythm, then they'll get hurt too. And even it's not a matter of the dancers' ankles get clicked. It's also the fingers, like, and it's just a whole mess, and everyone's in pain. But
and by the way, that's Alexandra Knapp speaking just now, who's yeah. here with her sister Aubrey Knapp. They're representing the Filipino American Association of Pittsburgh, and I'm so glad this came up because I think you guys have been at the Folk Festival.
Yeah,
yes,
we've done it every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so, and because this part really fascinated me, because as somebody has played the drums, it's not always easy to hold back, and you know, adrenaline makes you want to go faster, and you have to be in the zone, as you're putting it. Plus, even though you're on the ground holding these poles and moving them, that takes some energy to keep,
yeah,
you know, to keep,
yeah.
And it's such a neat coordination. It's almost like watching a loom, you know, weave something together. So I'm really glad you brought that up. Are you going to do this at First Night, this particular dance, do you think?
Yes,
yeah.
We actually are.
Yeah.
We have two performances, an earlier show and a later show. And the first show, I believe, is tribal. We're doing a tribal suite.
Mixed with the mountain suites.
Yeah, the mountain ranges.
And then the second show is all the little kids are coming in to this show. And we're doing lots of barrio dances as well.
Oh, it should be fun.
It's very lively.
And this is all happening at First Night. Now, you can learn more about the Filipino American Association of Pittsburgh by going to VFAAP.org, the Filipino American Association of Pittsburgh, VFAAP.org. And there might be some families or kids with families that aren't yet associated. Would you recommend that folks get involved
yeah,
and connect?
Yeah, everyone can get involved. But to be in the dance troupe, you have to be a member of the organization. And the organization has other branches, too. The dance troupe is not the main thing, but I've been told we've been dubbed, like, the ambassadors of our organization because we're the ones who go out and give ourselves a name, you know?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. is there anything else you would like to add about your activities? I'm really proud of you. You've got to feel just terrific. And the dance troupe has a legacy going back to 1964, you're continuing that legacy.
Yes.
Aubrey, I didn't get a chance to ask you if you've thought about career choices or options. A little early, but
yeah.
I'm always curious.
I mean, I don't know, probably something either in musical theater or dance, one of those.
not surprised at all. And Alexandra, I asked about college before, but have you thought about careers?
Oh my God, no. No. I have no idea right now.
And your kid sister's ahead of you here. you can have lots of careers at this point. Thank you for being with us.
Thank
and again,
you.
I want to be sure, anybody you wanted to say hello to, Aubrey? Or
no, hi everyone.
Okay, well look for the dance troupe from the Filipino American Association of Pittsburgh at the August Wilson Center Monday night as part of First Night. And thank you so much for being here today, especially in the snowy day today.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here along with us, and thanks for your support as we head towards our year-end donor drive. I have Alexandra back, and I'm happy you're back. And we were just talking off the air. If you're just joining us, in our last half hour, we had Alexandra and Aubrey Knapp representing the Filipino American Association of Pittsburgh Youth Dance Troupe. And I learned something about Alexandra, and I kind of begged her to come back because I wanted to share it with you. So your current educational status, Alexandra's kind of cobbling together an education for herself, hardly. So you're going to, is it PA Cyber School, or what's your cyber?
21st Century Cyber Charter School.
And
yeah.
Where are they located?
What's
cyber, so it's really not
yeah.
a...
I think they're like offices or somewhere middle Pennsylvania. I'm not
okay.
really sure.
So you're doing that for your conventional schooling,
yes.
And then what is your... other school, and I'm smiling because I know the answer.
I attend the Joffrey Ballet School as a jazz and contemporary trainee in New York City. So I live there by myself, and I dance all day, and then I do cyber school at night.
Now, you're 15.
Yeah.
Living in New York City, what are your living arrangements?
Well, the Joffrey, they own a whole building of apartments, and they call them Grove, and some of the students live there. So I live in like an apartment. There's about four or five girls, and we all have our own rooms. So,
what a dream come true for you! When did you know you wanted to dance?
I don't know. I guess I've always had like a passion for it since I was like born, basically.
Your mom just held up three fingers. This time I think meaning three.
Oh my God!
So. When did you start this New York City curriculum?
Just this school year. It was like the beginning of September it started.
Was it scary?
Not really. I was just really excited to be dancing all day in New York City.
Yeah, I just can't imagine what that kind of training is like. But just also getting us like connected to the... Maybe you're sheltered from the buzz of New York City. I don't know, but
I live in West Village. It's a very safe area, so I'm not near like the touristy areas.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, part of me, it's just the pace, and I call it the buzz or the hum mm-hmm. of the city. And then, so you're there. What's your travel schedule like? Or are you there typically? Are you home for the holidays?
Yeah, I'm home for the holidays right now.
So you're at age 15, basically already off to college, in essence. Because
I guess you could say, but it's like people tell me it's like past college because like I have to make my own food. I have to do all this other stuff. So,
do you have a roommate?
Well, I did, but she moved out, so now I have a single.
You're the envy of your of your peers, being by yourself. So what's been the hardest part of getting used to that scene, actually, living by yourself?
I guess it's just, like, there's no one to, like, nag you to do stuff. But I guess you just have to, like, be mature about it and just do it instead of waiting for someone to tell you to do it.
And what's been some of the best part?
Well, actually, in February for Fashion Week, we're doing this big collaboration project, and we're going to be performing for this Louis Vuitton thing, and it's kind of like a competition, and then the winning group gets to go to Paris and be in all of Louis Vuitton's advertisements. I'm so excited.
So you want to win that?
Yes.
I'm quite
obviously.
Sure.
Obviously.
And the aspect of fashion, modeling or designing?
Well,
or?
The students from Parsons School of Design, they're designing our costumes.
I see.
So we'll be dancing, actually, not modeling.
How did you feel when you got accepted to this program?
I was kind of, I guess it was like unexpected because I actually auditioned for the summer program. And when you audition, you also get accepted into all these other programs that they have. And then I read the paper and it was like, you've been accepted into the summer program. And then you like look down at the bottom of the page and they're like, oh, you've also been accepted into the jazz and contemporary trainee program for the 2012-2013 school year. And my parents looked at that, they were like, no, you're not doing this, you're too young. And then after a lot of insight and talk with my dance teachers and stuff, we decided that it was a good idea to do it.
That's really fortunate. It shows a lot of trust that you have in each other, you and your parents and your mm-hmm. parents and you. I'll bet you miss your sister. I would if she were my sister. Oh,
nah,
your sister looked
not
at you.
Really.
Aubrey doesn't miss you. Well, I would miss you, Aubrey, and I would miss you, Alexandra. That's such a cool accomplishment. Thank you for coming back to share that. And, you know, we have a lot of younger kids who listen to, who like dance. Would you have any words of advice to folks, you know, that are even as young as 5, 6, 7, 8 years old that are dancing now?
I would say just stick to it. It's not only is dance an art, it's also very athletic. So it's a good way to stay in shape when you're older, and it's also a good way to like express yourself.
Thanks. That's Alexandra Knapp and the sister quietly in the background known as Aubrey. Thank you for coming
back.
And keep in touch. Let us know how you're doing.
I will.